ओम शांति। तो बोलो ओम शांति। नहीं बोलते हैं। ओम शांति। आज रात को सोने के समय दिल कहता है
दिस इवनिंग व्हेन आई वांट टू स्लीप आई वाज थिंकिंग आई वांट टू गो टू क्लास एंड रीड द मुरली।
वंडर है बाबा।
इट्स अ वंडर ऑफ बाबा।
ड्रीम है या ड्रामा है?
Is this a dream or is it a drama?
Dream and drama.
Is it a dream or a drama?
Drama mein noonda hua tha.
It was fixed in the drama.
Dream hai. Sapna
hai. It's a dream.
Kya samajhte ho?
What do you think?
Bhai behan hai.
Brothers and sisters.
Aaj is class mein baithe.
Look, today you're sitting in class.
Kya baba ko? Baba, bolo. मेरा बाबा बोलो ना मेरा बाबा मीठा बाबा प्यारा बाबा शुक्रिया बाबा बोलो शुक्रिया बाबा। अबे ये जयंती बन गया तुम्हें याद तुम्हारा नाम जयंती है ना मुझे याद नहीं है इसका नाम। अच्छा तो नाम से काम नहीं है।
We're not concerned with the name, whatever the name. I'm not sure who that is talking about. Today is the 12th Sunday, and so in order to read the Murli,
Baba ne touch kiya.
Baba gave me a touching to read the Murli.
Bachi.
It's a child. Today is going to be a wonderful day. After how long is that you read in the Murli in class? I think a few years.
Wonderful. आज के दिन में कई बाबा को प्रेरणा आई है।
Today is the memorial day of Jagdish Bhai.
Sampuran Kamajit.
On this day there were many inspirations. The Murli is heading to be completely conqueror of vices. To be a complete conqueror of vice means to go beyond all limited desires. This is an Avyakt Murli.
Revised course
originally spoken on 5th December 1984. To be a complete conqueror of vice means to go beyond all limited desires. You all understood this? Today,
अपने सर्वश्रेष्ठ भुजाओं को देख रहे हैं।
बाप दादा इज लुकिंग एट हिज मोस्ट एलिवेटेड आर्म्स।
अपने सर्वश्रेष्ठ भुजाओं को देख रहे हैं। सभी भुजाएं स्नेह और शक्ति द्वारा विश्व परिवर्तन के कार्य में लगे हुए
हैं। All of your arms with your love and power are engaged in the task of world transformation. So you can see what Baba is looking at. Engaged in the task of world transformation. All of you are the arms of the One. And this is why you all have the one desire. All of you have just the one desire. And that is
आज बाप दादा अपने सर्वश्रेष्ठ भुजाओं को देख रहे हैं सब भुजाएं स्नेह और शक्ति द्वारा विश्व परिवर्तन के कार्य में लगे हुए हैं एक की
All of you are the arms of the One, and this is why you all have the one desire. All are the arms of One, and everyone has the one desire to to reawaken your brothers and sisters of your own godly family
who,
because of not knowing the father or their real family, are deprived of attaining their fortune from the father, the bestower of fortune, even though they are his children. Introduce them to the father with a drop of one right or another, because all of you are the seniors of the whole dynasty. So you are the ones who can awaken everyone and give them one right or another by giving them the father's introduction. Because you are the seniors of the whole dynasty. And so elder children are said to be equal to the father. This is why elders automatically have mercy and love for their ignorant younger brothers and sisters. Baba has mercy for us too. Just as the elders of limited families always pay attention to the family, in the same way, all of you seniors of the unlimited family also pay attention to this, do you not? This is such a big family. People sitting on the balcony too, such a big family. The auditorium is full, the balcony almost full. Does the whole unlimited family stay in front of you? You are master sons who spread rays of mercy, rays of spiritual good wishes, and rays of blessings to everyone, are you not? For as long as the sun is high, it is able to spread its rays everywhere. When it goes down, it's not able to spread its rays everywhere. In the same way, only when you highest and high ones remain stable in an elevated stage, the same as the Father, it is then that you can spread the unlimited rays. That is, you can become unlimited servers. All of you are such unlimited servers, are you not? You are the Kamdenu, the cow that fulfills everyone's desires. So you are Kamdenu who fulfill the desires of all souls, are you not? You who fulfill everyone's desires are not still busy fulfilling the desires of your own minds, are you? If the desires of your own minds are not fulfilled, how would you fulfill the desires of others? Your greatest desire was to attain the Father. Now that elevated desire has been fulfilled, all the other smaller, limited desires were included in that one elevated desire. So can any limited desires remain in front of this elevated, unlimited desire? Those limited desires don't allow you to oppose Maya. Those limited desires don't allow you to do unlimited service in an unlimited stage. So check with precision, check with accuracy, the way, the limited desires. Generally, there is some trace or progeny of the vice of lust, a trace of vice or a progeny of the vice is still there. And this is why, because of being under the influence of desires, you are unable to oppose it. You then cannot become those who fulfill the unlimited desire. To be a conqueror of lust means to be a conqueror of limited desires. So you are the special soul who fulfills such desires. With the stage of Manmanabha, you'll be able to fulfill any limited desires of the mind. That is, you'll be able to finish them and fulfill the desires of others. Now, by remaining stable in the stage beyond sound, you can become conquerors of lust in the stage of retirement. That is, you can become samples of being the complete conquerors of vice in front of the world. Your younger brothers and sisters are looking to you, elders, with this desire. They are calling out to you, fulfill our desires. Fulfill our desires for happiness and peace. So this is what you will do, isn't it? Fulfill our desires for happiness and peace. So what will you do? Fulfill your desires or fulfill their desires? Will you fulfill your own desires or the desires of others? Let the elevated slogan emerge in everyone's heart, not by someone saying it or in line with the atmosphere of the gathering's code of conduct, but let it emerge from your heart. Let this elevated slogan emerge from your heart. That is, being ignorant of the knowledge of all desires. Some children are very clever. They even become clever with the one who is the cleverest of all. They try to be clever than the one who is the cleverest of all. It is their limited desire, but they would say, they would say, it is like this or it is like that. It is a pure desire. It's a pure desire for service. It is their own desire, but they give it an external form of service. This is why Bab Dada smiles knowingly, seeing everything and understanding their cleverness. And that's why Bab Dada doesn't give the children signals externally. However, according to the drama, they definitely do receive a signal. How is that? When the limited desires are fulfilled, the form is of attainment, but one internal desire continues to create many other desires. This is why they continue to receive signals in the form of confusion in the mind. No matter how much they continue to eat, drink, and sing, because of some limited external attainment, it is just a means of their hiding the confusion in their minds. Their minds are not really content. They would be content for a temporary period, but they cannot have a stage of contentment all the time. They cannot sing this song from their hearts that having found the Father, I have found everything. I have found the world.
The
mind. They cannot sing this song from their hearts, having found the Father, I found the whole world. They even say to their Father, I have found you, but I definitely want this too. The desires emerge. The desires, I want this, I want this, I'm never satisfied. Now, according to the time, let there be the same sound from everyone. That is, being ignorant of the knowledge of desires. Ichha is a desire, avidya is being ignorant. Only when you're ignorant of the knowledge of desires will you be able to fulfill the desires of others. Now, in a short time, the world will experience each of you elevated souls to be a living treasure store. They will come in the form of beggars. The sound will emerge, only you are an overflowing treasure store. Even now they're still looking for someone, but they're not able to understand clearly who that one is or where that one is. You heard what Baba is saying? However, the time of arrow will now be put up, just as there are road signs like an arrow which show in which direction to go. In the same way, everyone will have that experience, go there. So have you become such overflowing treasure stores? Time will also cooperate with you. It's a wonder, time is cooperating also. So time will cooperate with you. It's a wonder. The wonder of time. Before time, Bap Dada wants to see all the children in their complete form. Bap Dada wishes to see all the children in their perfect form, in the form of the overflowing treasure stores, ignorant of the knowledge of desires and as contented souls. This is because if you don't fill yourselves with those sanskars now, then at the end you will not be able to become those who have a right to the attainment of having had those sanskars over a long period of time. This is why you are the images of support for the world. You are the lights of the world. You are the images of support for the world. You are the lights of the world. You are the lamp of the clan of the world. The lamp of the clan of the world, Kuldipaka. All of you souls who have a right to all the elevated praise must now become revealed to the world in your complete form. So you have to reveal your perfect form to the world. This is Baba's versions. This is what Baba wants to see. Reveal your complete form to the world. Do you understand? Bap Dada, with his loving form, welcomes with love all the special serviceable children who have come. He is shaking hands with equality with the children who are his right hand. So, handshake with Baba. Give your hand to Baba. Baba's doing a handshake with all the children. Shaking hands with all the children, the ones who are all right. To all those who fulfill the desires of the world, to the constantly complete and contented souls, to those who are images of support for the world, to those who remain stable in the elevated desire for world benefit at all times, to those who become master world protectors in front of the world, and protect everyone, to all the most elevated great souls, Bhakta Das, love, remembrance and namaste. It's a wonder, Baba.
Meeting mein aaye hue bhai behno se,
Baba meeting the brothers and sisters who have come for the meeting.
Seva ke plan man mein to banaye liye honge.
The service for the children would already have made plans for service in their minds. However, you will speak about them in the meeting to make them practical. Whatever service is taking place, every type of service would be said to be the best of all. For instance, as time is coming close, it is bringing upheaval into everyone's intellect. According to such times, make such a powerful plan that you're able to plow the land. The field is always plowed before the seeds are sown. What happens when you plow the field? There is upheaval. And after the seeds are sown, they grow easily. In the same way, now use the plow of upheaval. Which upheaval?
Hal chalao. Kaun si hal chal ka?
Which upheaval? You were told today that everyone has the understanding that there is someone. However, now let them have the understanding, this is the one. This is the only one. So the plow of this upheaval has not yet been used. They have now reached a point where they said there are others and there is also you. However, now shoot the arrow so that they say, this is the only one. Let souls who have received such a touching now come in front of you. So revelation will take place when there is such upheaval. Upheaval that this is the only one. Revelation will take place when there is such upheaval. What is the method for this? All types of methods are used when you have different programs. You hold conferences and you are invited onto the stages of others. You create your own stage. And you also have yoga camps. All of these facilities have brought people close and they have become free from whatever doubts they had. Everyone say yes, what Baba is saying is true. You go onto your own stage, you have yoga camps. All the facilities have brought people close and they've become free from whatever doubts they had. They have come close. However, let them now come close to the stage of training the right to their inheritance. They become those who say Vava, but let them now become heirs. Vava and Varis. Varis means heirs, so let them now become heirs. Let it now be heard loud and clear that you are the only ones who will show the true path. That you are the ones who will enable them to meet the Father. You are those who will save them, not those who will make them run away from their houses and homes. You are the ones who will save everyone, not make them run away. So now let the method and the atmosphere be like this. Let the form of the stage be like this. Let everyone have the same thought. Let the impact of the atmosphere be powerful. Let the impact of the atmosphere be powerful. The atmosphere of love is there anyway, but you now have to add a little more peace and power to it. Let the atmosphere be more peaceful and powerful. There is love anyway, but now let there be peace and power. In terms of the world, they do experience peace, but let them now be shot with such an arrow of peace that they cannot stay without the ocean of peace. Shoot such an arrow of peace that they cannot stay without the ocean of peace. In terms of the world, they do experience peace, but let them now be shot with such an arrow of peace that they cannot stay without the ocean of peace. They like the color of your company for that length of time, but you must now make them become firmly colored and let this color continue to pull them, bring them close and bring them into a relationship with you. You were told, whatever you have done so far has been the best of all. However, although you have prepared the golden jewelry, it now has to be studied. The world today needs practical proof. In today's world, they want practical proof, so let them experience peace and power as the practical proof. Even if it is for a moment, experience is such that the power of that experience will definitely bring them into a close relationship. So, the power of experience will definitely bring them closer. So, you will make plans. Bap Dada is pleased with the courage and enthusiasm of your children. Seeing the courage and the enthusiasm, seeing this of your children, Bap Dada is very pleased. You are the children who are keen to serve. You have deep love for serving. Everyone definitely thinks that there is now a need for some newness. In order to bring about newness, let everyone first of all have the unity of thought. One person says something and everyone accepts it. So always let there be determination in this unity of thought. If even one brick shakes, it makes the whole wall shake. One brick and the whole wall shakes. So if the thought of even one person becomes weak due to circumstances or any other reason, then the whole program becomes weak. And so have determination within yourself and then think, I have to do this. I will receive everyone's cooperation. Then try it out. Bap Dada is pleased with your service. There isn't anything serious as such, but the jewels now need to be set in gold so that they can attract from a distance. The golden jewelry, it's already, just needs to have the extra jewel added to it, the sparkle added to it. So now the jewelry will be studied. Abroad, two children have very good courage. They laugh amongst themselves that their mic has reached here, the sound has been created. However, someone who makes only little sound has arrived. Someone who makes a loud sound has not yet arrived. Small mics have arrived, the large mics have not, big mics haven't arrived. Even so, you've reached this far, you have good courage. Acha, your worthy of worship forms must now be revealed. Now be revealed in the worship worthy form. Just look around. See the worship worthy form. That form now has to be revealed. You are We are worthy of worship, not worthy of worship, but people should now experience. These are our especially beloved deities, our ancestors, our worthy of worship ones, and they are the ones who will fulfill all our desires. You were told your limited thoughts and desires now have to finish. No more limited desires or limited thoughts. Only then will this way spread. Even now, there is still a little sound of mine. Now, finish my sanskars, my nature. The father's sanskars are my sanskars. Those are the original sanskars, are they not? The transformation of Brahmins is the basis of world transformation. The basis of world transformation is the transformation of Brahmins. So what will you now do? You definitely have to give lectures, but when you start to speak, let them go beyond sound. Giving lectures to take everyone beyond sound. You come into sound to take everyone beyond sound. That's a wonder. Let your lectures be like this. You will have to speak. You will come into sound and they will go beyond sound. Let it not just be words, but words filled with this experience. Let this wave spread in everyone. For instance, when someone relates something and it creates a wave of laughter or of crying or of disinterest, that is temporary. A temporary wave of anything. However, that wave still spreads. So in the same way, let a wave of experience now spread. This is what has to happen. For instance, at the beginning of establishment, they used to start the chant of Om, and very many would have trance visions. A wave of that would spread. The chant of Om, for a second.
Om Shanti,
not Om Shanti, but just Om. They want to say it. Om. This is what has to happen. They used to start the chant of Om and many would have trance visions. A wave of that would spread. In the same way, let a wave of experience spread in the gathering. In the gathering, let the wave of experience spread. For some, let there be the experience of peace, and for others, power. Let this wave spread. Let them not become those who just listen, but let there be a wave of experience. For instance, anyone who goes under a spring of water would experience coolness and freshness. Just going under the spring of water and they feel that coolness and freshness. In the same way, let them continue to experience peace, love, power, bliss, and supersensuous joy. Today, science is able to give you the experience of hot and cold. A whole room would have the same temperature. So, can so many of you, Shiv Shaktis and Pandavas, use the master oceans of peace, power, and everything else, not spread this way? The oceans of peace, the oceans of power, the oceans of everything, can you not spread this way? So many with broad and unlimited intellects have gathered here. The Shakti army is also big. It is not a small thing for so many elevated souls to come together in Madhuban at the same time. Not a small thing for so many to have come from abroad. This is in 84 and second year of the conference.
Now,
Now at present you are ordinary with each other and so you find everything to be ordinary. But each one of you is such an elevated soul. Therefore, there cannot be such a gathering of so many elevated souls at any other time throughout the whole cycle. Asking Hansa, are you hearing this? And the whole cycle, there will not be such a gathering of such elevated souls. The importance of each one is no less. The importance of each one is no less. At the moment you consider one another to be ordinary, as you progress further, you will consider each one to be a special soul according to his or her speciality. Now you note trivial things about people a lot more than their specialities. But sit and think about it. Each one of you is an ancestor of so many devotees. All of you are specially beloved deities, are you not? Each especially beloved deity would have so many devotees. You are not small personalities, are you? Even one idol has so much importance. Therefore, if so many especially beloved deities come together, what would happen? You are powerful, but you are hidden amongst yourselves and therefore hidden from the world. In fact, the value of each one is countless. When Bap Dada sees the importance of the children, he is very proud that each child is so great. Baba is proud to see that each child is so great. You understand who you are at times and not at other times. Otherwise, you are very great. You are not ordinary personalities. When even a little revelation takes place, you too will know who you are. Come to know yourself when the revelation takes place. Who am I? The Father sees your greatness. All of you are revealed to the Father. Conduct a class too on what the speciality of what each one of you is. Given a topic, conduct a class on what the speciality of each one of you is. May you be a Brahman soul who is to become an angel who maintains imperishable intoxication and experiences spiritual pleasure and joy. You Brahmans who are to become angels are even higher than the deities. You Brahmins who are to become angels are even higher than the deities. Knowledge of the Father will not emerge in the lives of deities. There won't even be the experience of a meeting with God. So now let there always be the intoxication that you are Brahmins who are to become angels and are even higher than the deities. So you may clap with happiness that we are Brahmins who are to become angels and then the deities. Only this imperishable intoxication will enable you to experience spiritual pleasure and joy. If you don't constantly have this intoxication, then you will sometimes be in pleasure and sometimes be confused. So it shouldn't be like that. Sometimes enjoying yourselves and sometimes confused. Slogan, surrender even your service to the Father and you will then be called a surrendered soul. Surrender even your service to the Father and you will then be called a surrendered soul. To be a surrendered soul. Surrender even your service to the Father. Dad is now going to take leave. It was good? Clap again for Daddy, maybe? Today is a great day. Because
Bab Dada ki pehchan hai.
We have Bab Dada's recognition. And so it's also our duty.
Kya karna hai?
That is asking, what do I have to do now?
Kya karna hai?
The answer is suggesting that Daddy takes leave now. Daddy is asking, I have to come back to give class. And Daddy is saying, well, I've just read them really. I've done class also. It was so wonderful. What does Baba want? There is no other desires. Baba says there's magic in the murli. I don't
know.
Jayanti Ben went to Dadi to say good morning, and then she asked, will you read the murli? And Dadi said, okay. Your courage and Baba's help. Daddy's courage and Baba's help. Daddy is saying it was Jintaban's courage, and Hansa is saying it was your courage, Daddy. And because of that, there's the father's help.
Wonderful.
And really, just seeing this wonderful family. In front of the family,
murli sunao.
To read the murli in front of to the family.
Ben, acha.
Today is the anniversary of Jagdish Bhai having left his body. 12th May.
Wonderful, our bhai.
He had come to stay here for treatment. He was here for a few months. He would be sitting on the balcony. After Murli, he would come and share class.
Five minutes
silence.
Hello, बाबा ने
ओम शांति
बहुत श्रेष्ठ कार्य बताया है
बाबा
वैसे अमेरिका में मदर्स डे ऑस्ट्रेलिया में मदर्स डे मना रहे हैं
Today they are celebrating Mother's Day in Australia and America. And today that day is gone, but Baba especially remembered Kamdhenu, the mother who fulfilled everybody's pure desires of the mind and everyone's pure desire of the mind here is that we should find God. We were looking for God, we were looking for truth, we found that Father, we found the true knowledge. So now what? Other desire remains. In yesterday's Murli, there were many questions that we should check ourselves internally. And five things Baba highlighted we should look at within. And today Baba said something else. That what other desire still remains within that still has not been fulfilled and for which reason Baba's task has not reached its completion. Baba is not saying just for the eight jewels, but it is saying for everyone. Because if everyone is strong, then we can break any barrier, any wall. For service, we have your elevated thoughts. That we want to do Baba's task in a very good way. And yes, there's a difference when it's that I want something to be done really well, but when I think that I am Baba's instrument and let me give my finger of cooperation in whatever way I can, that's different, isn't it? Who thinks it's different? Who thinks it's the same? It's actually totally different. That thought that Baba is the one who is doing it is inspiring us, and that's a different thought. And I think to myself, I'm responsible, I'm the one who has to do it. That's taking on a burden. In the royal form, when we say I and mine, the weaknesses that come and the fact that our desires are not fulfilled, the sign of that, Baba said, is confusion. Internally, there is confusion, there's some instability within. But for us, we found Baba, through Baba we found everything, and therefore there is no desire. We are ignorant of the word. Ignorant of the word desire even. And we've heard this murli before also, but now as we revise all these murlis, you can feel that there's newness. I didn't have it in my attention before, that when, yes I know that when there's one desire then there's a whole string of other desires too, but that internally there is this fluctuation because of constant desires. So we haven't recognized this internally, that there's still some little traces of desire, but the fact that we found Baba, we have found everything.
अभी क्या करने का
सो नाउ व्हाट इज इट यू वुड लाइक टू डू The essence of the Murli is that we don't desire anything. Baba has given us absolutely everything. Baba has given Brahmins the inspiration to become angels. Baba says this scene will repeat after a cycle. It had happened a cycle ago and it's happening again now, and then it will happen again after a cycle. So it is Baba's wonder. On the one hand, we think all of this is new. So After a long time, Daddy has become present in the morning Murli class on a Sunday morning. Everyone here at the usual gathering of Global Cooperation House, it's a wonder that he's inviting Hansa Ben to speak. She's shaking her head. I prefer Daddy to speak. Is there anybody who might like to sing a song? Hansa Ben saying, but Daddy, they've come to hear you. Baba has selected each one of his children. He sees that you have true love and you receive Baba's true love through his drishti and his vibrations. And I'm seeing that. All of you have received that here.
Devta Pite.
Deity. And that stage we will reach later. But now we are becoming angels from Brahmins. And for that there has to be deep love and interest. Seeing this gathering, I'm feeling we won't have such a lovely gathering in the Golden Age. There won't be this pleasure in the Golden Age. The pleasure is now of transforming from Brahmins into angels. So that is noticing the sister, Reva Ben. She's a wonderful soul. Shashi Ben and Reva Ben, the two sisters sitting together in the front. The hopes that Baba has had in us, we have to fulfill Baba's hopes. And that is picture where there's the slogan, true heart, big heart. To have that picture and that slogan somewhere here, to have an honest heart and there's nothing else in the mind, no desire, nothing of attachment or attraction. Baba has said that we become ignorant of all desires. And seeing this gathering, Daddy is very happy seeing the gathering, basically. Daddy feels she has everybody's blessings from the heart. It's these blessings that are enabling Daddy to move along. Baba has said that this confluence age, we have the power of peace, the power of love. And we will continue to receive that shakti, that power from Baba. It's a wonder, Baba, how you have found all these children from different places and you have strung us all into one rosary. Like beads of a rosary. Though Baba says there is first the rosary of 8 and then 108, is it just 8 or also 108? Those who feel that you are part of the 8, rosary of 8, that Baba, this is my fortune. Baba is the bestower of fortune, and I'm his child. I've recognized my fortune. My fortune is so great. One Baba and no other. Only one Baba. Everyone says, mine is one Baba. Everyone say, is this one forefinger? And I point to myself that I have an honest heart, and all that I have received from Baba is emerged. And I'm seeing Manjuben is sitting here also in the front line. Manjuben comes all the way from Ilford. And the other evening she was in the gathering too. So it's really good to have your presence, each one's presence in the classroom.
Upset nahi hoti.
Daddy never becomes upset.
Baba
has taught this intellect, and whatever Baba has taught is in our practical life. Baba has taught this intellect to be stable, not to become upset. So this is a very good life that Baba has given us. Daddy's asking what the time is. Just after 8:30 morning. And Hansa's happy that Daddy has shared something special with us, and that we can now finish, and we'll have a little bit of meditation now.